Even though the music sounds silly, the musicians in Spike Jonze's band had to be on their toes.
Beautiful day for the race. Stooge Hand is the favorite today. Assault is in there. Dog Biscuit is 3-1. Safety Pin has been scratched. And at 20-1, Beetle Bomb. Now the horses are approaching the starting gate, and there they go! And it's Stooge Hand going to the front. Cabbage is second on the rail. Beautiful Linda is third by a length. And Beetle Bomb. Around the first turn, Stooge Hand is still in front. Cabbage is second by a head.
Cabbage by a head!
Beautiful Linda is third. And Beetle Bomb. Into the back stretch, Dog Biscuit is now leading the pack. Lady Evelyn is second, very close. Banana is coming up through the bunch.
Banana! Coming up through the bunch!
And Beetle Bomb. At the half, Stooge Hand still out in front. Apartment House is second with plenty of room. Assault is passing Battery.
Assault and Battery!
Notary Sojack is fourth. And in last place by 10 lengths, I believe it is, yes, it is Beetle Bomb. Around a turn, heading for home. It's Stooge Hand and Dog Biscuit and Girdle in the stretch. Flying Sylvester is third. And Mother-in-Law nagging in the rear. And now they come down to the wire, and it's number one, and now number two, and it's very close. It'll either be a photo finish or an oil painting. And now Lewis leads with a left, and Lewis is in there slugging, and it's a battle. And now they're tearing hair. There's hair all over the ring. There's hair all over the place. I don't know whose hair it is. It's mine. And there goes the winner.
Spike Jonze and his City Slickers with their zany version of Rossini's William Tell Overture. April Fool's Day wouldn't be complete without a selection from PDQ Bach.
Before we go on, I'd like to thank all of you who sent me cards in the hospital. I really appreciate it. The burns are almost completely healed now. You know, the only real scar I still have is right down here. I wouldn't be able to get away with showing you this if we were in a visual medium. Right here. Anyway, here we are in the Salle des Lumières, the famous multi-chandeliered ballroom in the palatial palace built by Prince Fred I in Wein am Rhein. Unfortunately, due to the lack of adequate funds for maintenance, there aren't as many chandeliers now as there used to be. But it's still a very impressive room. It was here in 1803 that Prince Fred threw a gala ball celebrating the 1350th anniversary of the death of Attila the Hun. And it was here that the world first heard the piece that Prince Fred commissioned from PDQ Bach for the occasion, the belligerently charming Minuet Militaire, Schickele No. 1A, in the key of E flat.
Thank you.
The Minuet Militaire, performed by the Greater Hoopole Area Off-Season Philharmonic under the direction of Walter Bruno and presented by the devious instrumentalist Professor Peter Schickele. Sometimes music is not performed as the composer intended. This can be, one, very much like torture, or two, very funny. We begin with Florence Foster Jenkins performing, or attempting to perform, Mozart.
Thank you.
the Portsmouth Symphonia, attempting to entertain with Also Sprach Zarathustra by Richard Strauss. We don't want to leave you with a bad taste in your mouth on this April Fool's Day, so we have a few more selections of classical music performed flawlessly on the wrong instruments. First, Daniel Barsky plays Bach on accordion.
Thank you.
From Jim Self's The Big Stretch, a CD devoted to the tuba. I'm Frank Johnson, having fun with classical music. You can hear the real thing every day on Cincinnati's Classical Public Radio, 90.9 WGUC. Happy April Fool's Day!